Hi, everyone. It's Stephen Schleicher. Thanks for downloading and listening. Before we get into this week's episode, wanted to read an email to you, or at least a portion of an email, from Becky Mono. Becky Mono says, "Greetings from a fairly recent convert to your Major Spoilers podcast network. I've been listening to your Critical Hit podcast for almost 3 years, but only began really devouring your other content in the last 6 months or so. He's now caught up to episode 100 of the Major Spoilers podcast." I'm going to stop right there because he goes in and is talking about some other stuff. He loves Top 5, loves Munchkin Land, Zach on Film, of course, but loves Critical Hit the best, and that's great. And he goes in and he wants to tell me about some other ways that we can get around Skype. And quite honestly, we haven't been using Skype for, I want to say, the last year maybe, that we haven't been using Skype. We actually switched over to Google Hangouts for all of the recordings of Critical Hit. Much better because there are some applications that you can use for Dungeons and Dragons. And it just is a lot more stable when we have multiple people joining us on Skype. So the Major Spoilers podcast, we still use Skype. And for a lot of our other recordings, we use Skype when necessary because it's just quick and convenient and easy to set up. We don't have to monkey around with a bunch of stuff. But I read Becky Mono's because someone was complaining, I guess is the best word for it, complaining that Steven spends too much time hawking other Major Spoilers content. Well, of course. That's what we're doing. We're trying to spread the good word about what Major Spoilers is and how we can entertain you more. So if that means I spend a few minutes at the beginning of the show telling you about the Major Spoilers podcast, if you're into comic books and pop culture, or maybe you're into tabletop gaming like Munchkin from Steve Jackson Games, we've got Munchkin Land, or if you just like top five lists, like the most recent top five doomsday plots in fiction, we've got a show for that. It's all part of the Major Spoilers podcast network. So when I come on at the beginning of these episodes, it's not just to talk and hear myself talk. It's to spread the good word about Major Spoilers and how you can get involved. And the more people that get involved, the more fun everybody has and the more things that we are able to do. You want a bookmark? A Critical Hit bookmark? I've got plenty of those still. I'm probably getting about 5 envelopes a day. Pop those bookmarks in and send them right back to you. All you have to do is send a SAZY, a self-addressed stamped envelope, to Major Spoilers, Attention Bookmark, at 1309 West 44th Street, Hayes, that's spelled H-A-Y-S, Kansas, zip code 67601. Send that self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will put a bookmark in the mail to you for free. We had a bunch of them left over from Nerdacular 2014, and we will get those out to you. I think this is the week. No, this week is not Let's Kill Orym. No. Next week is Let's Kill Orym. Man, you people are just like, quit teasing me. Are you really going to kill Orym? You have to find out next week. I do want to mention, though, that this show is brought to you by our fine VIP members from around the world. You know who you are, whether you're a bronze, a silver, or a gold member. Your dedication to what we do is allowing us to bring this show to you and a lot more, like Finally Friday and Dueling Reviews and everything else that we have. Even the Major Spoilers website, you're helping to support that. If you want to get on board, and again, look in the mirror tomorrow morning and ask yourself, why aren't I a VIP member? Well, if you want to sign up, members.majorspoilers.com. You want a free bookmark, send your SAZY. Probably, I don't know if I should mention this, but Player's Handbook, D&D Next, I've got one already. I've also got the, what's this other one here? This Dragon, The Horde of the Dragon Queen. Both of these books sent to me this week from Wizards of the Coast. Thank them for doing that. I have been so busy, I'm just now cracked, listen to this. Can you hear that spine cracking? That's me opening Tyranny of Dragons. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, I like the pages are not just white. These look like aged pages. Some nice coloring, all color throughout. I like that. They're not slick. You're going to like this. Player's Handbook, hefty. There you go right there. Now that spine doesn't crack. Same way. Oh, this is going to be good. Somebody asked me the other day, are you going to do a full review of this? I will do a full review of this at some point. Lots of spells. Teleportation circle. Oh, that might come in in handy in an upcoming episode. True Resurrection, that also might come in handy in an upcoming episode. Casting time, 1 hour, range, touch. That's one of the things that is different in D&D Next from the current version. You have to have components. Okay, you have to have say something, you have to have a material or something to use to cast these spells, which a lot of people have said that was in third edition. You touch a creature that has been dead for no longer than 200 years and that died for any reason except old age. If the creature's soul is free and willing, the creature is restored to life with all its hit points. This spell closes all wounds, neutralizes any poison, curse, all diseases, and lifts any curses affecting the creature when it died. The spell replaces damaged or missing organs and limbs. The spell can even provide a new body if the original no longer exists, in which case you must speak the creature's name. The creature then appears in an unoccupied space of your choosing within 10 feet of you. Candyman. Anyway, so that is that. So just cracked it open just now. Liking what I see so far. I've got that starter kit. I know you do too. You probably picked it up using the Amazon.com link over at MajorSpoilers.com. Whenever you make a purchase through Amazon at MajorSpoilers.com, when you use that link, a little bit comes back our way and allows us to continue to do more week after week after week. So I told you about the bookmarks, told you about some other shows, told you about these two books that came in from Wizards of the Coast. I think that's where we'll wrap it up this week as we get into the next challenge for our adventurers. Here's your latest episode of Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and thank you for heading over to MajorSpoilers.com and sharing all of your comments. I know some of you are probably really freaked out after last week's episode. So, Rodrigo, give us a little bit of background, and then lead us forward, please.
So, last time...
On Critical Hit...
Our heroes managed to defeat some slime-style creatures.
Hooray for us!
Slime creatures from outer space.
And we're trying to use a mystical connection to try to travel through the Feywild. But before that could really happen, more of these gelatinous monstrosities appeared and began... I guess attacking, although at this point, basically, we're talking about just probably millions and millions and millions of these things coming up through the canopy, dissolving everything in their path. It appears that like the trunks of the trees are thick enough to withstand it, but any branch or leaf or humanoid that gets caught is very quickly eaten and dissolved. And showing... true faith in their abilities, the our heroes stayed until the last second to try and make the jump, and then past the last second and then down into a acidy death. So we're gonna pick up a skill challenge as you guys try not to die.
So are Trell and I still trying to make our connection to
No.
Okay.
I think you're trying to make a disconnection from things that are trying to eat your face.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't still trying to do that. Okay.
No. Like, you guys are... We're momentarily in free fall, and, like, we are literally picking up as you guys are being overwhelmed by these things.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, if you were still trying to do that, there's a reasonable chance that you two would leave the rest of us behind.
Okay. What were you asking me, Matthew?
Do we have any action points?
You would if you didn't use them during the fight.
I didn't use mine.
Okay, yay. So if you did not use it, then you have it.
Everybody else did.
At the end of this encounter, you would reset, or you would get an additional action point, because it would be a milestone.
If we survive.
So let's roll initiative.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget, everybody gets a plus one. I get a plus two.
Oh, wow. Even worse than last time.
No.
Well, fortunately...
Orm's averaging out.
Yes. The biggest issue here is your plays relative to everyone else in the group.
Last.
You're not going to get jumped by monsters.
What'd you roll?
13.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's Randa's 13.
What'd you... 16.
21.
Torque.
26.
And Trell.
29.
That's good.
Not last.
Oh, looks like
that doesn't happen very often.
By the looks of things, you want me rolling as least as possible, so...
Yeah, but it also means that it's going to fall on you to...
No, it won't.
Oh, no!
No, it won't, actually. It'll still be...
Rob, like
two.
A...
What did you roll? 21? Yeah, it'll still be
how
Rob.
How many fails we get.
Yeah, that's true.
Which will be none.
Let's see. Trell, Torque, and Ket will roll a minimum of 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Okay.
So, Rodrigo, it's been such a long time since people have heard us do a skills challenge, and you've got a house rules for skills challenge.
That's right.
Can you run us through and our listeners through the skills challenge rules a la Rodrigo?
Right. So, I do the Lord Kensington rules of skills challenges, which are as follows. I set a DC or a difficulty class, which you guys roll, add your skill, and that's if you meet or beat it, you get a success. If you don't, you fail. You have 8. You must accrue 8 successes to win, or 3 failures to fail. Whatever happens first, the rules are you can use whatever skill you want as long as you can justify it, which means I have to approve it. There have been many examples of somebody trying to use a skill that was not appropriate for what was happening. There have been also many examples of somebody using a skill that shouldn't have worked but justifying it well enough that it actually ends up working. An additional rule is you can't use the same skill 2 turns in a row, and you can't use the same skill that was just used previously to you in turn order. So, for example, if Trell uses her athletics, Torque, who is after her, cannot. And next turn, Trell can't use athletics again, but potentially Torque could. All right. Any further questions? Well, let's
Can
talk.
I move my place in the order.
Nope.
Damn it.
That's the whole point of rolling initiative for these is watching Ket, Orim, and Randas be right next to each other and screw each other on Arcana, and Trell and Torque screw each other on Athletics. The whole point.
I see.
But so the what you're trying to accomplish here for the skill challenge is survive and get away from these things. So your roles or your actions that you're declaring have to move you in that direction. So, for example, there have been times previously when the entire party spends, you know, 3 rolls, like, literally just looking around. Like, if I feel that you're not pursuing the actual goal, even if it makes sense, I'm going to say you need to pursue the goal. That's basically how it goes.
Of getting away.
Of getting away. Okay. Because otherwise, the game ends. Everybody has to roll new characters.
Woo!
So, at the top of the round is Trell. Basically, Trell was just looking intensely into Orim's eyes, trying to move the entire party to another demiplane of existence when suddenly basically everything tilts forward and she basically watches Orym sink into a sea of man-eating globules. And it's her go.
What kind of... Okay. What would I roll to grab a hold of Orym again? Grab him by the belt.
Probably athletics.
Okay, let's do that. Seeing future brother-in-law fall away from her, instinctively, Trell's going to try and grab back onto him. That's a 24.
24 is a failure.
No way.
Would you like to spend an action point?
Yep, let's do it.
Also, how many dice did you roll?
One.
How many dice do you get to roll?
Actually, hold on. There's another thing I also forgot about. Wait, why do I get to roll two for that?
I thought you had a feat that let you roll two.
So how do you feel about a dwarf bard?
Dwarf bard. I think you could pull off a dwarf bard.
Okay.
As a poet, though.
Oh, there you go.
Might be a caustic soul avenger.
I think what you're thinking about is wood elf agility.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't. Hang on.
It counts a d20 roll of 2 or 7 as an 8, but I rolled
no,
an 8.
No, not be the target
okay.
Avenger.
What? Okay.
I'm going to roll again. So.
All right, good luck.
How far do you think I can push on a weird concept before Rodrigo snaps me back to reality?
About this far.
I did pitch a swarm of bugs when I was pitching Ket, and I got a yes.
31.
At which point I had no idea what to do because I was just testing the waters.
Is that 31?
Yes.
That's a success.
Hooray! Good.
This is scary, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Charles got a hold of Orym. Torque.
Hello. So, in the previous battle, did it seem like these were calculating beasties?
Like these were what?
Do they seem like they were thinking creatures?
They definitely had some sort of animal cunning, but you're basically dealing with a stampede.
Oh. I wonder if it would be of any use to try and intimidate the stampede. To try and clear a path to plummet through.
I'm going to say no. I don't think. I don't think you really could.
Well, there goes my plan. Okay.
Mine too. Okay. So we're trying to get away. We're falling. Are we falling?
At this point, you are mostly being churned.
Does it seem that if we can get through them, we could escape underneath? Like if we could say, I don't know, chop our way through them?
Could we
climb down?
Well, here's the thing. You know that above them, there are, like, trees and fresh air. You have no idea how many are below.
So you're saying I should chop up?
I'm definitely not saying that. But you can if you want to.
Dig up, stupid.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
You You could, if possible, you could do something that might gather people together.
Well, the problem with that is that would be, most of the things I can think of would be athletically.
That's exactly what Rodrigo was trying to do.
Troll face, Rodrigo.
No, I didn't do. I didn't do anything. Your own initiatives did that.
Yeah. Past knowledge magnificently.
Of this place. Magnificently.
All right. What if Rodrigo?
Mm-hmm.
We're being churned.
Yep.
Torque is going to embed his axe in a tree. An attempt to try and get a point where he's not being churned so he can start climbing up and grabbing his friends and helping them to climb up, which is clearly an endurance feat. To do this and stick the axe in there and hang on and that thing.
If you rephrase it as he's going to try to help his friends move up despite being churned, I'd see this as an endurance check.
I can do that.
Works for me. Roll it.
Okay. All right, you little bitches. Don't you roll any ones. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? 28.
28 is not a success.
Mother pus bucket.
What?
All right. I do not have anything to cash in, so that's my deal.
Okay, that's a failure.
Boo.
Yes. Oh my god.
Ket.
I would like to use insight to read my allies to know basically to know what their current situation is going, which way they're going to be going, so I can guide them where they need to be going as opposed to where they're instinctually going to be going.
Sure.
Woo!
That's a good roll.
That's going to be a success. That's a 39.
That's a success.
Like, if I rolled a 19 and didn't get a success, we're dead.
All right. You've got a pretty good idea of which direction your horribly panicking friends are going.
Yeah. And start yelling orders to the people who haven't gone yet, basically.
Okay.
Orym, start clearing a path.
Orym.
Knowing that I've got just a free second of being held in place by Trell, I take the opportunity to shoot out all sorts of magical stuffs with my arcana.
Okay.
And try to keep the things off of this as much as possible.
Of course you do.
That would be a 30.
30 is a success.
All right.
Oh, God.
Randus. Mm-hmm. So, well, I'll paint you a picture. Basically, you guys, the leaf dissolves. You barely manage to see Trell. Basically, hang on to Orym as they go down into the globs. You see Torque just like slowly sink down, even though he has his axe in there. And you also, you see like Ket pop his head back out of it and shout something at Orym. At which point, a bunch of the globs explode, and Orym and Trell actually like lift up for a second, just up into the branches.
You should engineering to tunnel our way through.
why not?
He could tunnel into a tree.
Build something that murders all these things.
That's usually an arcana for him.
How do I build something without arcana?
Nature. What about nature?
My nature is not great.
It's no.
Also, how does Randus build something without arcana?
He builds things with his brain.
I can see thievery for a couple of things.
Yeah. Does Randus have thievery?
Yes.
Oh, Randus he's trained thievery. In thievery.
His thievery is okay.
It's okay.
Good enough to disarm all the traps that never appear on the game in the game.
Yep.
But then it's just he's already disarming.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the traps
ahead of time.
Most of the traps are skill challenges anyway.
Yep.
Ooh, then so use your thievery to get us out of the skills challenge.
Yes. God, roll to enrage DM.
I don't think we need to roll for that.
Steven certainly doesn't.
Feel like the slug and stuff. Then like program it to something.
To something.
Steven's training.
To me.
Okay.
Turn one into an airplane.
Again, how do I build stuff without the Arcana? Oh, cred. Credy cred.
Well, people are injured.
They are. That's true. There's a very injured Aurum.
And Torque's not doing so hot.
True enough. I suppose, yeah, I'll try to pump some stuff into Aurum to keep him going until we can get through this.
Thank you.
Better than anything? That's not bad. It's a 28.
28?
So not quite there.
Nah. That's a failure. Yeah. You got anything to throw in there? Nope. All right. Trell.
I don't like our odds, guys.
Nope.
The opposite of good odds.
Indeed.
These are the best odds. What are you talking about? All four of us succeed, and then it's down to Brian's roll, win or lose.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is basically the universe telling us we're going to get to the final roll.
We're boned.
At which point, yes.
I have doubts about me succeeding here.
You can do
it. I have
it.
To roll a bunch.
Roll something big. What's your big stuff?
Perception.
Your perception? What do you perceive to be the best way out?
Can I use perception to try and find something to shoot an arrow on to stop our descent into Nightmare Land?
Sure.
What kind of roll is it to call my scary friend?
Oh, it's not a roll.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Don't?
Don't do it.
I bet he's going to be super fun. Hmm. Oh, thank God. Okay. Okay. That's a... what's 17 plus 18?
35.
Yeah.
It's a 35.
A success?
That's a success.
Yay! Not me.
So, yes. Aurum... and Trell burst out of the things with Eldritch Might, and basically as they burst out, Trell already has a an arrow knocked with a rope tied to it. She shoots it up into a branch and basically starts pulling herself and Aurum up as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, back underneath the sea of dissolving monsters, Torque.
Am I the only one under the sea?
I think so. I think Ketz managed to stay afloat through pure leadership.
Hey. Oh, I remember those days.
Like, go with your best. You go with your strongest.
He has made himself a jetpack of Six Sigma principles.
His KPIs are top-notch.
Yep.
You got. You can use athletics now.
Where's Randus?
Randus is barely hanging on to a branch. You saw him. Actually, you haven't seen him. Randus is up there hanging on to a branch.
So everyone's
above me? Throw yourself at Randus.
Yep.
All right. Here's the plan. Scramble up the tree like a spider monkey. Grabbing Randus's hand and helping him up through power of strengthness.
Sounds good. Sounds like an athletics check.
Spider monkey! You're damn right that's an athletic check. Woo-ha! 32.
32 is a success.
Woo-ha! Can I actually make that noise?
Sure.
I don't think Tork can make that noise.
You make that noise, and then Randus probably makes a similar noise as you basically, yes.
Yeah, I grabbed his metal arm, that way it wouldn't dislocate.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't really super-duper monkey climb with something in your hand unless you're slamming it against the tree as you go. So one of two things happen. Either Randus is being slammed against the tree, or you very roughly threw him over your shoulder.
Let's go with that second one.
Okay.
Actually, here's what happened. Are you ready? Monkey, monkey, monkey climb.
Monkey
climb
monkey.
Above Randus, grab his hand, fling him up above me, and then monkey climb, grab his hand, fling him above me. I think we're in endurance check territory there.
Works. Well, you can do that next time. Maybe he will make the endurance check.
Fling!
I can do that.
Well, congratulations, Ket. The majority of your party has now passed you, making you the most edible person.
Awesome. I'm going to use Beguiling Tongue to give me a +5 power bonus to my next diplomacy check.
Mm-hmm.
At which point I'm going to be rolling my diplomacy, mostly trying to get them to grab me.
Okay.
It's like, guys, probably an Aurum Protect Randus to make sure Randus can build the contraption to get us the crap out of here.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. The same as last time. 39.
Okay. So.
Oh, my God.
So yes, monkey, 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 climb, throw Randus up. Torque, monkey, 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 climb down, grab Ket, throw it over the back. Monkey, 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 back up to Randus, throw.
Grab Ket by the scruff of the neck like a kitten, and throw him over the shoulder.
Yep. Aurum with a.
So are you out of? Are you above? Where are you at?
I am on Torque's back.
Where are you at?
Being flung up
he's,
tree.
He's basically, there's tree number one, which has Torque with Ket grabbing onto his back, and sometimes Randus either on the tree or in midair. Then there's tree number two, which basically has you probably with an arm around Trell's waist, as Trell is also just monkey climbing up a rope.
And Ket is yelling at you to protect the Randus.
Yep.
Because he's going to fix this for us.
She's a little classier. She's more in the orangutan, as they say.
The classiest of apes.
You ever seen them swing? They swing through the air like Warren Beatty in a cocktail bar, just whoosh.
Yeah, and that's what I think of when I think of Trout.
Warren Beatty in a cocktail bar.
All right, a green fruit orangutan. Let's see if I can do this.
Oh, you can do it!
There's a lot of slack on this rope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to gather it up and make a leap towards Randus to try to get us all tied together, or at least us all on the same string, using acrobatics.
Okay. Oh,
do you have that?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay.
He's actually pretty decent at it.
Not that time.
Oh, man.
That's it. That's a 25.
Use your action point.
I don't have an action point.
It wasn't me.
I just jump out into the abyss.
Universe,
and I realize that I'm too weak to jump out into the abyss. And I slowly start to fall. And I wave at everyone, I'm so sorry.
Hold up a sign that says...
And
oh,
just
no.
Like at the end of Die Hard when Hans Gruber is falling backwards, my arms are just like, oh.
This is proof that the universe hates me. It didn't give me the delicious satisfaction of watching this ultimate skills challenge fall on Brian.
Yeah. Although it's happened before.
It's happened. Plenty.
Yes, yeah. But that's always the best.
A valiant attempt.
What was the passing number for this?
29.
Oh, dang
that's
it.
So mean.
We had to roll 29 or better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was one short then.
I was one long.
Gross.
I continue to fall.
But when you're only halfway up, you're neither up nor down. So what happens now? Are we dead?
Yes, new characters now.
I want to be a French girl.
No.
I'm not drawing you like one of your French girls.
Driving like one of your French girls, Adriana.
Thank you for picking that up. My God, I was afraid that joke would just hang there forever.
Me too.
I didn't want to say anything, but the silence wore me down.
First of all, I would make a fetching Fifi.
You would.
Fifi Delacroix.
Man.
All right. So, everybody is climbing frantically.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
Batman, yes. Batman looks out and says, fitting into his ilk.
Orym tries to swing on the rope across to grab onto the other guys, but unfortunately, in the process, pulls Trell off the rope, basically pulls on it too hard. Trell loses her grip, and the two of them tumble down. And as the remaining three look down, they realize a couple of things. One, in the fervor to get away, you did put a lot of distance between you and the rising wave of these things, so there's plenty of time to fall. But also, you moved past something and didn't really get a chance to really look at it. What this is what appears to be a platform built into the trees. Orym and Trell, basically at either side of this rope, fall down, and basically the rope catches on this edge of it, and they basically fall onto coconut it and then just totally slam into each other. So that'll be a healing surge from each.
Okay.
Do you have any left?
I have one healing surge left.
Okay.
After this?
I just spin it. I have one left now.
Well, I was going to take an additional one because you'd lost the thing, but I'll figure something else to do to you.
Oh.
But here's the other thing. The tide stops and keeps its distance from this thing. As the other three continue to climb, you realize that this platform is massive. I mean, it is... you could easily sit a city in it. It's difficult to tell because there's trees kind of woven into it. You see that the platform appears to be made out of basically... we'll say rose-tinted glass, so you can kind of see through it, but not very far. Trell and Orym presumably climb up the rope to make their way onto the platform, and there's basically nowhere else to go except the platform other than, you know, farther up into the trees.
Guys, over here, quick.
Are they directly below us?
Kind of.
Oh, this is gonna
diagonally.
Right. Hang on, Kit.
Kit's got a death grip on you already.
All right.
Which probably isn't all that noticeable because Kit's strength's not all that noticeable.
Torque's gonna Tarzan surf down the side of the tree using his axe as a rudder.
Okay. Torque, without too many problems, manages to get onto the platform.
And lands with a thump.
Yep.
Where's Randus?
Oh, Randus is dead. He got 8.
No!
Wouldn't it be funny if every time we lose a challenge, Randus loses a limb?
No!
I think he'd be out of limbs by now.
Definitely about once a game, or about once a season, Randus loses something. Either a limb, or his connection to the space-time continuum. It's just kind of a toss-up. We'll see what he loses this time around.
His little friend.
My humanity.
Then again, as far as arcs go, Rob is one for one as far as keeping a character, so...
hey, Randis, you need...
I guess one and one is what I meant to say.
You need any help up there?
Yes, please.
All right. Monkey, monkey, monkey. I'm a monkey up, and I'm going to help Randis down.
Okay. You help Randis down.
Okay. Is everybody alive? Nobody got it?
Charles checking Aurum to make sure he's all in one piece.
Everybody count your arms and legs, because we don't always have them all.
One, two, okay.
I got my regular five, so
should my arm be poking out like this?
Is it broke? I'm going to have to set that. Hold still. I might want to bite on this.
Okay. Ouch.
Okay.
He tries to, in light of everything. Ouch. After being dropped twice. No, once.
And doing the
whole group. Such a pitiful ouch because he can't really manage anything,
anything else to say.
Where... So you said we can look through the platform?
Yeah. Well, kind of. It's thick enough that it's difficult to see the stuff below.
Yeah.
But the light does kind of go through it. You can see the shadows of the rest of the forest underneath.
And if we look over the edge, we can see them.
Yeah.
Aurum, any idea what this is?
I have no idea what this is.
Do I know what it is?
No.
I'm going to roll my nature.
Okay. No.
Made of frogs.
I got 11.
Okay. Still no.
Okay.
It's not natural.
Yeah, this doesn't appear to be natural at all, right? I mean, I can't. I wouldn't have anything in history that would.
Why are they staying away from this thing?
No gem of seeing.
How far into the platform can we see?
A few feet. It does look like the trees thin out from the platform eventually.
What do you think it is?
Right now? A boon. We need somewhere to rest.
No way.
Randis, see what you can do about Aurum right now?
Okay.
Torque, make sure nothing eats these two. Trowel, let's see a little ways into this thing and make sure it's safe enough for a little bit.
All right. Trowel goes ahead of him.
Okay. So the two of you walk forward with Trowel a little bit ahead. Okay. So Trowel walks past a line of trees and can see that the trees do in fact thin out. This is a very, very, very large, enormous platform. And she spots one across the way, but soon realizes that there's basically one also just a few feet ahead of her, or on basically on the other side of a tree. And what that is an enormous stone statue of an Eladrin. It's black stone, and Trowel immediately recognizes who the Eladrin is. It's Althorn.
Oh my goodness.
As she looks around, there are at least three of these statues.
Are they all on platforms?
Yeah, they're just standing on the platforms. Just kind of, they appear to be facing in no particular direction.
With disapproving looks on their faces?
They look stern, definitely. The one that is closest to you is facing into the platform. The one across the way is kind of facing not towards what is presumably the center of this, just kind of perpendicularly to the direction that it is from you. And then the other one completely has its back to you. You also spot on the platform what appears to be fairly wide wells. Just also made of this glass.
And go look in one of those wells.
How far away are the wells?
We'll say the closest one is about 60 feet.
I think we've seen enough. I don't want to leave the other guys back there with that mass for long.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like anything's coming here. We can see kind of what's going on. We can at least come into this a little ways, and then we can take a look at this with the...
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Yeah, go get everyone.
What's going on?
Well, Spud built this. And we kind of need to take a look at a couple things before we really bed down for a rest if we need to.
Okay.
All right.
What'd you do to me? Anything?
Patch you up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Feeling. Yeah. And you guys, you guys do get an action point.
Great.
Yay, I have 2 action points.
Can spend healing surges if you were down any hit points. You have had at least a short rest just now.
I'm not bloodied. Hooray!
Yeah, I'm
good.
It's like the first time today.
I kind of stagger up and... Can you show me what you saw?
Kind of help Orym along and get to the point where we can see the first statue and gesture.
I've seen this before.
You have?
Yes. When I teleported one of the times, I saw these statues.
These three?
These three, yes. On platforms, yes.
Hmm.
Obviously, I don't know what they're for, right, except for, you know, a place where those things don't want to come, and as a monument to the master.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right. We should probably check out the well.
Okay, look in one of those wells.
Okay. You guys start moving towards the well.
Yep.
And as you do, and you get pretty close to it fairly quickly. But it becomes very obvious that the statue that you just walked past, like, its head is moving and it's looking at you.
We should probably get out of here, guys.
Yep.
Trail, Orym.
Let's try to move again.
Okay.
The other two statues start moving towards you.
Quickly, if we can.
Threateningly?
Oh, yes. They have... Each one has a wand and a sword.
Wow.
And it appears to have been carved, but, you know, they reach down and pull out a stone sword out of a stone scabbard. As well as a wand.
How far away are we from the well?
You can be right next to the well.
What is down in the well?
Fruit.
What?
Tribute.
It is full of fruit. Just assorted fruits. Pears, apples.
Does it mean anything to me?
Cantaloupe.
Does it mean anything to Orym?
Well, it's a healthy breakfast.
Okay. What happens if we start to move away from the well? The statues continue.
The same thing that's happening now, which is that they're coming towards you to, you know, threateningly.
Move along, move along, move along.
Get out of here.
Well, they very quickly move into a kind of triangular position. And here's the thing. These things have a massive gait. So you just, you know, in a couple of steps.
Are they not life-size?
No, no. These things.
Massive.
Yeah, these things are basically Torque. If Torque stands on his tippy toes, he's up to their knees.
Oh, my word. That's like almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
That knees.
Almost.
So, yes, these three things kind of triangulate to cut you off, and this is a fight.
Oh, crap.
Really?
It's such a short episode, ladies and gentlemen, but we do need to end it there this week. Trouble, trouble, nothing but trouble. Ever since we got back into this Feywild. Sure you don't want to call the Hogba?
Yeah.
Okay. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits, because they certainly weren't this episode.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.